within this system, you know, playing from a gun and being under sometimes, it's tricky sometimes. So you got to know your personnel, know who you're going against, and just being ready for everything.
How did you feel about blocking?
I always can improve, and I fell off some of my blocks today, but I didn't let up a sack, and I think that's most important to stay out on the field. You got to be able to attack that quarterback.
I missed what you said earlier. Can you describe the touchdown for us again?
Oh, it was, you know, dream came true. Getting a chance to score in Lincoln Financial Field. All those years, I drove over, the Walt Whitman, the Ben Franklin, seeing it from a distance, and actually feeling the crowd behind me. It was truly an honor. I had to work for it, and it wasn't given. So just looking for the next one.
Corey, you talked about.
How are you?
How you been?
Hey, doing pretty good.
This is pretty awesome.
How's the little one?
Amazing.
That's good. That's good.
Okay. Catching up. We talked about how you had never, even felt the turf here ever growing up going to these games. So not only did you feel the turf, but you felt the end zone, you scored in your hometown. I can't even imagine what was going through your head.
There was a lot going through my head, especially as I was breaking through the line of scrimmage. I saw Aguilar, he was blocking his behind off, and I just charged up right behind him. I said, either way, I'm falling into this end zone. So I think I had a big smile in my head saying, it's right here, and if I don't get in, I'll be very upset with myself. So thanks for Coach Peterson for giving the play call, believing in me to get in that end zone, and just being prepared for the next game now.
Did it live up to the way it played out in your dreams?
Oh, yeah. No, I think way more than that. I think probably 10 times better than I expected.
Take us through that other long, that 24-yard run.
Mm-hmm. Here, so. It's just being, I was actually ready for it. They were slanting over the top. Deuce said be prepared for it, so we had to change up our footwork just to allow that play to execute better, especially in practice. It hit just like that, so I was ready for it. It didn't shock me at all, so I just knew I had to be one-on-one with the corner, make something happen. And so my number was called upon, just making every opportunity count on the field.
Knowing that you're going to have extra opportunities, do you put any extra pressure on yourself to really make the most of that?
No, not really. The most pressure I feel is definitely during practice. And so when I come out here during the game, I can be at ease, and because I know I'll put in the work during practice. And as far as coming out on the game, it's about having fun and competing with your friends or with them on your side. So at the same time, football is full of ups and downs. It's all about how you bounce back.